What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you'll find out what the Fukushima's going on.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. Hour number two. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Now, interestingly enough, Al Jazeera did a documentary on the Israel lobby in Great Britain. And, of course, all the pro-Israel groups, the Israel lobby itself, were complaining, oh, it's anti-Semitic, it's going to incite hatred of the Jews, it's this, it's that. And they tried to file a complaint to keep it from being broadcast. And apparently Ofcom ruled that the four-part investigation, the lobby, was factually accurate, correctly observed rules on fairness, impartiality, and privacy, and was not anti-Semitic. And it was okay for it to be broadcast. Well, following that, Al Jazeera is now saying they're going to do another documentary about the Israel lobby here in the United States of America. And apparently it's already in production because Al Jazeera confirmed they got one of their reporters inside a pro-Israel group here in the United States of America. So we're going to see some sparks flying over that one. All right, let's take another phone call. Don in Iowa, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Oh, Mike, yeah. The subject of peace versus war you were talking about on Trump. I remember one time a long time ago, I heard Casper Weinberger on a radio show, and he said it's hard to go to war in a democratic country because the people are always against war. You know, and that hit me because, well, yeah, that's the whole thing. You know, you're not supposed to do what the people don't want. But he was looking at it as just an obstacle that we have to go around because we have to have war. But as far as Trump, he beat his biggest challenger that he had to knock out of the ring right away was Jeb Bush. And the way he did that was to just come right out against the Iraq war and say it was a total catastrophe, which is true. But for him to do that, it's totally separated from every other of the 13 candidates they had there. And that's how he got the nomination. And after he got the nomination, it was pretty easy. It wasn't that hard for him to beat Hillary Clinton because she's such an atrocious person.
But, I disagree with you a little bit about Jeb Bush. Trump was right to go after him on the issue of the Iraq war because the Bush name carries a lot of baggage, almost as much as the Clintons do. But I think looking at Jeb Bush, the reason he did so miserably, despite all the support that he was getting, is he could never get that deer in the headlight look off his face. And he looked like he was out of his depth. He couldn't connect with the audience. He always looked like he was afraid the audience was going to storm the stage and tar and feather him. and so he didn't come across as a strong leader. He came across as another nepet, you know, another kid who's aiming for a hereditary throne. And Americans generally don't respond to the idea of inherited thrones, even going back to Roosevelt's time. They were talking about, you know, we'd already had a Roosevelt as president. We didn't need another one. And after George W. Bush, a lot of people were saying, we don't need another Bush in the White House.
Right, but he had the support of the establishment, the Republican establishment. But anyway, as you're talking about the Russian weapons, they've been good at weapons a long time. Americans don't remember that actually the Russians were the ones that primarily beat the Germans in World War II. And the way they did it, they had, at the beginning of the war, their tanks were not as good as the Germans, but it's been said that by the end of the war, that the Russian tanks were better than the Germans.
Well, the Russians, and for that matter, the Chinese, they tend to want simple, easy to use, easy to repair, easy to maintain weapons. They're not junked up the way the American systems are. I remember many years ago when I was at Edwards, getting to actually sit in the cockpit of an F-104 and just, I mean, dials and buttons and switches everywhere. In fact, there were some that you'd have to literally reach around the back of the seat to get it all turned on. And fortunately, there was an attempt at simplification of the cockpits starting in the 1980s. But again, this idea of a multi-role platform, it's trying to be all things to everybody, and it's not very good at any one of them. And Russia and China, they basically say, this is going to be a fighter. This one's going to be an interceptor. This is going to be a ground attack aircraft. And they design for that particular mission in mind. And they come up with very effective weapons platforms at a reasonable cost. They get a lot of bang for their buck. And part of that has to do with the attitude. They're there to make weapons as opposed to the military-industrial complex, which is there to make money. And right. the bigger and more bloated and more junked up they can make the weapons, the more money they're going to make off of them under the cost-plus contracts.
Yes, Medley Butler was right.
Yes, he was. He absolutely... Right. Well, he was talking more about the use of the military to support corporate interests in other countries. That in his entire career in the Marines, he never once fought for the freedom of anybody. He never fought to defend the United States of America. It was always going on into a country and protecting the interests of this oil company or this agricultural company or overthrowing a government that was standing in the way of some other corporate development.
Well, he talked about war profiteering a lot, too, in that book, all these different
companies.
Yes. He quoted exactly how much profit every one of these the meatpacking industry and such and such, they all made. Okay, I'm going to let you go, Mike.
All right, thanks an awful lot. We're going to do a shout-out now to our on-air affiliates just now rejoining the network. There are two speeches by President Eisenhower that you need to look at. The first is his farewell address where he talks about the military-industrial complex, and he sounds the warning that it will get out of control. And it'll just become this monster that devours all the wealth of the nation to feed itself. And it's lust for more war and more bloodshed. And paired with that is another one called the Cross of Iron speech, where he talks about what war really costs in down-to-earth terms that the American people can really understand. And I think his wisdom came from the fact that he had actually been through a war. And one of the things that we need to be very conscious of is that, for the most part, our current political leadership, our current elected leaders, very few of them have actually seen the horrors of war up front. And to them, it's an abstraction. It's a video game. We've got buttons. We'll push buttons, and we'll drone strike this, and we'll bomb that. And they don't really understand what war feels like up close and personal. Eisenhower did, and that's why he turned out... despite being the commander-in-chief of the European forces in World War II, he turned out to be one of the most anti-war presidents we've had in our history, because he knows what it's really like for those people who are sent into that war. All right, let's talk a little bit about the economic news, because it's not looking good. Apparently, over in New York, foreclosures are way, way up. They've surged 79%. This is the most since 2009, when New York was still reeling from the collapse of the mortgage-backed security fraud. And so apparently owners are trying to leverage up in the absence of real buyers, because there's actually a lot of people are leaving the urban areas. They're moving out into the country. They want that more relaxed lifestyle, and they're beginning to see the urban areas grow in crime, and a lot of it is caused by the immigration refugee problem. And they're seeing cities like Chicago, where it's just clearly very dangerous to walk down the street. Now, if you are on an Obamacare plan down there in the state of Florida, you'd better sit down for this next one, because the health insurers in Florida have requested premium rate hikes as high as 71%. They got you now. They've absolutely got you. Mandate you will buy these insurance policies. You're not allowed to go to these other insurance policies or not have insurance, or the IRS is going to come get you. And now they just crank up the premiums every year, year after year, 20, 40, 60, now 71%. It's all about looting and plundering the American people. It's got very little to do with your health, because of those sky-high deductibles. All right, let's take a phone call. Glenn in Philadelphia, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. I have two things. The first is about, you're talking about the F-35. And they even hit the name. That should be FB, Fighter Bomber 35, because that reflects, that would, designation would indicate it as a multi-role platform. But
you're a little garbled. Can you move your mouth just a little bit closer to the phone?
Okay, that's very rare. I'm on my actual phone itself as opposed to a Bluetooth, so it should be pretty good. It's usually pretty good. You remember the scene in the movie Armageddon where Bruce Willis is unbolting things from the moon rover and saying, "What is this?" and like throwing it out, he's like taking stuff off it. And that's exactly what Israel does with our cigarette. They like start unbolting stuff and say, "That's his helmet. Get this out of here!" You know, and then they make them lighter, faster, and work better. You know.
Well, and, it's like what they did for Doolittle's Raiders to get those B-25s light enough to get off a carrier. They just stripped them on down there, and it does make a lot of sense for them to do that, but. If the fundamental design of the vehicle is flawed, you're going to have to do some major work on it. Now, Israel's willing to do that because, again, going back to the Pentagon Wars, one of the interesting things revealed in the book and mentioned briefly in the movie is that Israel was buying the Bradley infantry fighting vehicle from the United States, but only with modifications that would actually make it safe to use. And of course, this colonel...
Right.
Okay, this colonel who was trying to get the Defense Department to own up to the fact that their version of the Bradley fighting vehicle was just this costly boondoggle, he couldn't get anybody to listen. He said, "Why don't you do with it what the Israelis are doing? They're making it a working platform. Why are we going this way?" "Well, it's more money. It's more expensive." And it was a disaster. Something like, you know, $15 billion in development costs alone.
Well, same thing with the F-15. They get a great version of the F-15. You know, hello?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, okay. The other thing I wanted to bring up was, now for something completely different, the recent California legislation about reducing the penalty for deliberate transmission of HIV from a felony to a misdemeanor. And allowing for the donation of HIV-infected blood. Well, when you ask me who benefits, follow the money question about this, the state, and it will benefit greatly, because for every felon, everyone who's convicted of a felony and is incarcerated, they then have to take care of their health care costs. So this means if they're just a misdemeanor and they're not in prison, that's going to cut their inmate health care costs for the state.
I don't know how common a problem this really is. My gut is telling me it's not big enough to make a serious impact on the cost of the private prisons. And remember, the private prison corporations, you have to have a certain number of prisoners in there or you're assessed a penalty. Given that the same politician also introduced legislation to allow certain classes of sex offenders to be taken off the sex offender registry, I have a tendency to think that this is more about liberal politics than it is economics.
Well, yeah, that may be correct. It's unconscionable either way, of course. But
I agree.
Well, but for those private prisons, they want people with good communication skills to work their boiler room operations for their call centers and their manufacturing operations and stuff like that. They want cheap labor, slave labor. You know, is what they're looking to.
It's almost like some of these judges, you know, the judges have been caught accepting money from these private prison corporations to literally deliver people of needed skills. And basically we have slave labor camps just like the Nazis did.
Yep, that's something that is, I think the word fascism is greatly overdoubted, but in that case, certainly applies. All right, Mike, thank you. That's all I have.
All right, thanks an awful lot. We're going to let you go here and get on back to the news here. Now, over in Great Britain, their BAE systems seem to have hit a little bit of a snag. Apparently, they're weapons manufacturers, and their sales are slowing down. And they're getting ready to cut more than 1,000 jobs this week. And the company's new chief executive, Charles Woodburn, has been considering trimming the workforce across all BAE facilities. The first wave of firings is expected to mostly affect the company's Wharton plant in Preston, Lancashire. Up in Canada, Sears has thrown in the towel. They're in bankruptcy. They're going for total liquidation. They're basically they're waiting for the judge's approval, the bankruptcy court approval. And if it's approved, the liquidation sales are going to begin on the 19th and will run for 10 to 14 weeks or until the stores are empty. So, bad way to start the holiday shopping season. Speaking of shopping seasons, Hollywood box office not doing very good. Now, apparently the remake of It did fairly well. But there were a lot of hopes on this sequel to Blade Runner, Blade Runner 2049. And it cost $150 million to make. And the rule of thumb in Hollywood is to break even after distribution and PR costs, a movie has to take in 2.5 times its original production cost at the box office / DVD Blu-ray sales. We're talking almost $500 million here. And apparently 2049 grossed only $31.5 million in its opening weekend. And that has sent shockwaves throughout the various studios that partnered to make this. Now, the film did a little better internationally, taking in $50 million in overseas ticket sales over the weekend. But it's a little bit of a disappointment there. But again, I haven't seen the film yet. I do intend to see it. I love the original one. I'm concerned that part of the problem may be that the last couple of films Harrison Ford has done, his heart hasn't seemed to be in it, like Ender's Game. And we'll see what happens with the film and where they go with it. And the original storyline of the original film was based on a science fiction novel, Do Cyborgs Dream of Electric Sheep? And it was a very good story, and it had a lot of good points to it. Kind of hard to follow up on that, especially when you're talking about all these years later and there's another threat from the replicants. So we'll see what's going to happen there. Now, Sarah Silverman, who's been out there at the forefront of liberal screed, came out with a new song called I Love You, America, in which it features Sarah Silverman ranting about white privilege and Americans voting against their best interests. Gee, I wonder where she got that idea. The good news is this song has crashed and burned. Nobody wants to hear it. We're all sick and tired of the liberal crybabies, the snowflakes. They need to understand, no, the world does not revolve around liberalism. There are other things out here that we prefer to pay attention to. And I think Sarah Silverman has succeeded in angering a lot of people. I think she's succeeded in sabotaging much of her original base. You go to a comedian to be entertained, not to be lectured at. We're seeing the same thing in the late night shows with all these so-called comedians who have turned their programs away from let's have a good time to let's all dogpile on Donald Trump. And that's why people are turning him off. Remember Busby Berkeley? What a huge success he had at the height of the Depression. He was making these movies that were just total fantasies, escapism, and people just loved to see them. They're still considered classics. That's what people go to entertainment for, to escape what's going on in their lives. The poverty, the joblessness, the hunger, the wars. They don't go to the movies and TV shows to just have more real life rubbed into their faces. Anybody who understands films and entertainment already knows that. Apparently, Sarah Silverman did not. We'll be right back after these few words. folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you, so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what's really
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. We're going to head back to the phone lines here. Michael in Los Angeles. Aloha, Michael. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind today? Michael, are you there?
Hey, Mike.
You're on the air.
Aloha, Mike. I just want to make a quick comment about Harvey Pigstein. You see what I did there? This guy,
yes,
it's unbelievable. All these morons, all these people in the United States supporting this Hollywood machine. I'm so sick of it. Stop supporting these Jews, these communist liberal bastards. I'm so sick of them, Mike. These guys are all perverts and they need to be trialed. Why isn't there any prosecution against them? I'm totally sick of it, man. It's just unbelievable.
Well, don't sugarcoat it like that. Just tell us how you really feel. But as I understand it, he's open to at least one charge of forcible rape. And, you know, he's going to use every bit of power and influence he has to get out of it. And maybe he'll get out of it because, unfortunately, in Hollywood, people get away with stuff. People have gotten away with murder. And that's a sad reality of life in Tinseltown.
Yeah. Well, I'm just so sick of these globalists, if you want to call them that. Unbelievable. They just have so much power in the media, in politics, in news. It's unbelievable. In banks, why are people doing anything about it? I mean, sure, more and more people are waking up, but is it enough? Will we be able to counteract and, like, peacefully resolve this, you know? It's unbelievable.
Calm down. Had way too much coffee this morning. Look at what happened in Catalonia. Look at what happened in Crimea, Kurdistan. Now we're hearing Bavaria wants an independence referendum. Yeah, I think the world is waking up to the globalist agenda, and they're starting to fight back. And it may lead to some war.
Not America wakes up.
Well, we're working on it. That's why I'm here. Okay,
Another thing, I don't know if you're probably aware of this, but there's a guy named Maddox, some Armenian guy who ran the world something greatest page or whatever. Last year, he wrote a piece and attacked the alternate news. And there's a picture of you on there, and I listen to you every day, and you're just covering what's on the mainstream media. It's freaking ridiculous.
No, I don't, and I don't pay attention to that stuff. There's a lot of websites out there that are dissing me, and the corporate media disses me. The Washington Post was accusing me of being an arm of Russian propaganda not too long ago. But what I do here is basically look at what is in the corporate media, what is in the independent media, and I put it together with analysis. And that is really what my job primarily is helping to sort of peel through the noise and say, this is what this is really all about. Anyway, Michael, we're going to let you go and switch over to Joey in New Jersey. Aloha, Joey. I may have to take you through the commercial break. What's on your mind today?
Mike, I run a small limousine car service business in Jersey. Okay. And I promote you as the truth merchant.
Well, thank you
and
very
what
much.
I wanted to
You're
ask
flattered.
You. Thank you. And what I wanted to ask you is, do you think Trump, Mr. Trump, has even read Smedley's book, JFK's writings, or Eisenhower's writings?
I have absolutely no idea. I have no idea. All I can say is for some reason, he's surrounded himself with all these generals. He's taking his political advice from Israel. And as a result, we're heading into a new world war, which, frankly, I think this country is probably going to lose.
I agree with what you're saying, obviously. Unfortunately.
Yes.
But this man, I don't want to repeat what is assumed that Tillerson said, but I want to add that I think he's an idiot, an effing idiot.
Well, can you believe this nonsense where Trump and Tillerson are like, you know, they're measuring their respective IQs? I mean, talk about childish behavior. An IQ isn't everything. You know, IQ without knowledge and discipline is pretty much worthless. But, I mean, it's just childish. Joey, got to let you go. We got to take a break for commercials. Have a good day and good luck with your business. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. there. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
Do you worry a lot? If you're forgetful, nervous, moody, or overwhelmed, chances are you're not protecting yourself from the ravaging effects of stress and anxiety. No matter the cause, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, your quality of life, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in as little as 1 to 2 weeks and increase your ability to recall facts, names, and numbers in 4 to 12 weeks. Calm and Clever was created by scientist Kurt Hendricks, a principal investigator in 2 NIH-funded studies on Alzheimer's disease. Try Calm and Clever for 2 months. You'll feel the difference. Call 1-800-758-8746 or go to calmandclever.com.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read a few from Amazon.com. Dr. Sam Serino reviewed the Extendivite product. Good ingredients, feeling much better since taking product. It seems that the tablets work well. Once again, thank you for your product. My acid reflux has really improved thanks to the Extendivite. Together with my thumb joints, the pain is gone and I'm able to grip things much better. My friend has peripheral arterial disorder and their lower legs were hurting at a red color, but thankfully there has been a significant improvement. Kind regards, Janice. My husband feels a big difference using Extendivite. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Well, they're stealing down on Wall Street and in Washington, too. You know, it makes me wonder, what's a guy on Main Street to do? I've always tried to be an honest, upstanding kind of guy. But I must admit lately, I thought about giving something else a try. Oh, I want to be a pirate. I want to sail the seven seas. Yeah, I want to be a pirate. I want to do just what I please.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And the phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Now, the Prime Minister of Hungary in recent weeks has really started standing up to Brussels and this refugee nonsense. And right now he's accusing the European Union's leadership of insulting behavior toward the member states, abusing its powers, while eating out of the hand of billionaire open borders campaigner George Soros. And sounds like three for three as far as I can tell. Now, France has waded on into the Catalonia dispute, warning against a unilateral independence declaration. Well, there really isn't any other kind. No ruler in history has said to a region, you just break off and go your own way. It doesn't happen. all declarations of independence are unilateral. Ours certainly was. Funny how France was on our side when we had a declaration of independence. The globalists are scared. They're very, very scared here. Now, interesting little development as they talk more and more about the Brexit. There is a new movement within the British government. They're starting to talk about, well, if we're not going to be part of the European Union, maybe we should join the North American Union, which would be kind of interesting on two sides of the Atlantic. But the idea here is not to let Britain be an independent sovereign nation anymore. Get it into a union somewhere, anywhere, and stop the dissolution of the global empire. And like I said, I think the globalists are getting desperate. They're realizing people are digging their feet in on this, that their heels in on this stuff. Now, as you know, Governor Moonbeam out in California has signed a bill declaring California to be a sanctuary state. And interestingly enough, the California sheriffs are approaching Congress to stop this, because they understand what the real costs of illegal immigration has imposed on California. The crime in the communities, the detriment. And so a group of representing the best interest of sheriffs is calling on Congress to stop it and say, we have to have reasonable border control. I mean, they're dealing with like MS-13 and other gangs out there in California. It's really made the place unlivable. But from the point of view of the liberals, hey, they're all going to be Democratic voters. We're going to bring them on in. We're going to give them all kinds of free stuff. We'll make the Republicans pay for it, and then they'll vote for us. And from the intensity that they're still doing it, it sounds like they're going to count on the illegal immigrant vote next year, and probably 2020 as well. And that's why I am really disappointed that President Trump's Commission on Election Integrity doesn't seem to be doing a whole heck of a lot. Yeah, they're talking to people about the problems they're finding, like the liberals in Massachusetts who drove up into New Hampshire and took advantage of the same-day registration to vote. Say, we just moved here, honest, I don't have a new license. And then subsequent follow-up investigation found these people hadn't gotten New Hampshire driver's licenses. They had driven across the border, registered to vote, driven back home in Massachusetts. Our election system is a joke, and if Trump does not decisively change it, then the Democrats are going to take Congress next year, and he will be a one-term president. Now, remember yesterday, Columbus Day, everyone was talking about how Antifa was going to be out there defacing Columbus statues. It turned out not to happen. And I mention this only because I'm seeing all these dire warnings about how Antifa is going to start the Civil War and the revolution on November 4th. Well, if they can't get a crowd to show up, nothing's going to happen. So at this point, I would say that I'm not concerned about it. I'm not worried about it at all. Poor Hillary Clinton and her new book are not doing well over in Britain. UKIP Nigel Farage is slamming the book as a great whine. There's a story circulating around apparently that when Hillary gave Bill Clinton a copy of it to proofread, he just threw it in the trash. He got so disgusted with all the blame and the finger pointing. It's amazing. Now then, let's talk about California and the horrible, horrible fires. And I got an email from somebody that's in the area, and they're saying people around there are wondering if these fires are being deliberately set, because there's something like 19 of them now. They'll probably find an ISIS matchbook or something out there. Governor Brown has declared a state of emergency for three Northern California counties, and including Orange County, down in Orange County, after Canyon Fire 2 destroys 24 structures and 6,000 acres. And by the way, I saw a photo of Disneyland, or actually Disney World, you know, with this orange sky from all the smoke from the fire in the Anaheim Hills. And that brought back a memory because when I was working at Magic Mountain, there was a day where there was literally a brush fire on three sides of the park. And they had to close the park. They gave everybody a rain check. As part of the street entertainers, part of our job was to get the people out of the park, back to the cars, get them on out of there, make sure nobody was hiding behind. And it was this weird experience to stand there in the middle of this amusement park, and all the lights are running, all the machinery's running, and there's nobody there. And it just felt surrealistic in the extreme. But it is really horrible. And if you are a wine lover, you may be seeing some prices go on up, because apparently the wine country is threatened by six uncontained wildfires. And they have taken out some very well-known wineries, including the Frey Winery, which is famous for its non-sulfite added wines, which Claire favors for joint problems. All right, we're going to take a couple of phone calls here. Lawrence in San Francisco, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha, Snogbar. Mike Rivera there. I'm going to be very brief. I have a lot of information that I have to get through. Let's start with this. Stephen Paddock owns two airplanes and
yes.
did business with the Clinton Foundation subsidiary. His brother, I think, is an air traffic controller. Now, let's focus off Steve Wynn, the guy who owned the properties. He
mm-hmm.
started out with Mormon money back in the day. And some of his buildings were built by Halliburton, Dick Cheney. He was the biggest donor to Hillary Clinton. Now, let's fast forward to an interview that Steve Wynn did, about a year ago on Fox Business. And he had the whole interview was about him installing high security on his properties because he was scared of, the Muslims, the terrorists.
Yes.
So let's see here. He was talking about installing metal detectors at every door entrance. He had embassy-trained Marines and SEAL Team 6, guys, which were plainclothes and had shifts every 2 hours. They did this whole thing with somebody from either FBI or Department of Homeland Security by the name of Ray Kelly, which he mentioned
mm-hmm.
in his current interview at Fox. Let's see here. Okay,
where are you going with this?
This is where I'm going with this. He specifically said that he's scared of the Muslim terrorists because of the drinking and, the illicit lifestyle, which is against the Muslims. Now, on the current interview, Steve Wynn states that Stephen Paddock, in all years of his visiting in his resort, has never drank any alcohol. Now,
yes.
Is this because he was a Mormon or because he was a convert to Islam? Now, does this sound like...
Well, wait a minute. Okay. Let me cut in there a little bit here, because
yes.
The report is that he has not been drinking for years. The claim that he converted to Islam is only from supposedly a couple of months ago. But this is all fakery anyway. I mean, go back and listen to that original police radio recording of the incident, or read the transcript. In fact, we've got a copy of it up on the website right now. The police themselves were saying there were multiple shooters in multiple locations, high on the Mandalay Bay, midway down on the Mandalay Bay, shooter in the fairgrounds themselves, which is what the Mike Adams has come up with his acoustic analysis. So we know there were multiple shooters, and Stephen Paddock was a patsy. He was set up.
You know,
to just be this convenient dead body that they needed to have in order to allow the real perpetrators to escape. So anyway, thanks an awful lot. We're going to let you go here and switch over to Joe in California. Joe, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, how you doing, Michael? I have a quick question. I'm reading a LA Times article about Nixle. It's a emergency alert system in the Napa area, and apparently 70 use cell phones to alert people of, you know, dangers and whatnot. 70
yes.
towers were destroyed, and I think they're alluding, this article is alluding to maybe people didn't get the messages in time, you know, like they didn't really get the messages in a timely manner. My question is, would landlines be less susceptible to fire in a situation where it's coming over the valley and all that stuff? Would this,
they're probably going to be, they're probably going to be more susceptible because you've got that horizontal component as opposed, you know, and the telephone line poles are much closer together. So I'd say probably it's more vulnerable. Now, I don't think they need special towers for this system. We have the same system here in Hawaii, and it just comes over the normal text message system. So, but yeah, if the cell system was interrupted, then yeah, these people are not getting their messages.
And just one other comment. In San Francisco, they used to have a every week they would have a like a an alarm that would sound at noon. I think I forget what day it was. It was a remnant of the old you know, Cold War days when there was like it was like an alert for the whole city. That might work.
Yes.
Too. Anyway, thanks a lot.
Well. Thank you for the phone call. Yeah, again, we have the same system here. It's tested on the first Monday of every month, and it's basically a tsunami warning system. But it does sound like the old World War II sirens. Yeah, you got a working design here, and that's what they have going here. All right, now then. And by the way, if you're in an area like that where there are fires, you don't have to rely on your cell phone to get the message. Just turn on the radio, you know, there's going to be stations there that are designated as emergency broadcast stations that are required to have generators, so they're not going to go off the air if the power fails, and they're going to be a good source of information. Now, there's been yet another quake in Chile. It's the fourth in 36 hours. There are 9 volcanoes showing activity. And the planet is rocking and rolling. And a lot of people are saying, what the heck is going on? There was also another quake down in the Atlantic, so we don't have to worry about a tsunami here. But a lot of people are very concerned about a quake swarm over in the Canary Islands. And apparently they had 40 tremors in 48 hours. And you might want to say, well, big deal. It's a little more complicated than that because there's this huge volcano in the Canary Islands, Cumbre Vieja, and its entire western-facing flank is literally sliding down the slope. There are huge cracks on the top part of the mountain where that entire mass has already slid something like 15 feet. And were there to be a major quake or an eruption, and were that flank to slide into the Atlantic Ocean, there would be a mega tsunami that would wreck much of the east coast of the United States. And so people have a right to be concerned about these tremors over in the Canary Islands on the Cumbre Vieja. But it does seem like the whole planet is rocking and rolling. They're talking about the quake swarms near and at Yellowstone, recent seismic activity on the Cascadia Fault. It does sort of feel like something is up, that we're in a period of increased seismicity. And a lot of people are saying, oh, it's the sun is doing it, or it's human-caused global warming. Nobody really knows. But the ring of fire is definitely ringing. And so if you're living in an earthquake-prone area, this might be a really good time to make sure your quake kit is up to date and that you have a good plan on what you're going to do when there is a quake, because they do seem to be happening all over the place. Now, here in Hawaii, we call it the tsunami kit, but it's equally useful in an earthquake. We've only had one major quake since we moved here, and it did knock out the power for a couple of days. And one of the reasons why we don't get those here, most volcanoes basically are along the subduction zones of the great tectonic plates. But there are volcanoes that are called hotspot volcanoes, where there's just a source of heat deep inside the Earth. Nobody knows what's causing it. And it just pops up a volcano. And that's what we have here in Hawaii. We are not sitting on a fault zone. We're not sitting on the edge of a tectonic plate. We're right smack dab in the middle. But we do get quakes down there on the Big Island. And occasionally they're big enough to feel up here. So let's talk about human-caused global warming here. Apparently, Denver just got hit with a major snowstorm. Somebody actually emailed me in a photo of this baseball stadium where they were trying to have a game, and it was just completely whited out. The snow is forecast, basically ran through the weekend here. And some of the snow is being retained above 7,000 feet. And they're expecting a hard freeze with temperatures down in the low and middle 20s. Gosh darn that human-caused global warming. And we'll be right back after these words from our sponsors.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
If you are one of the millions of people who get migraines, you need to know about MigRelief. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist who created MigRelief, the patented dietary supplement that addresses nutritional deficiencies in adults and children with migraines. Thousands of physicians and pharmacists recommend MigRelief.
Call 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight.
children alike.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. We're talking about human-caused global warming, which we all know is just a big, horrendous scam to get us to buy and sell carbon credits or trick us into paying carbon taxes by making us think we're destroying the world, when it's obvious the politician is destroying the world. Now, one of the areas in which they try and sort of exploit, capitalize on the fear-mongering, is selling renewable energy or alternative energy programs. And a lot of these have turned out to be complete debacles. There's the Solyndra collapse. There are the problems with the windmills, which are not lasting their expected lifespan. And they're killing a lot of birds, because birds follow those wind patterns to get from place to place easier. And they run smack into those windmills, and they get chopped up. Then there was that nonsense with ethanol in the gasoline, which ruins the fuel systems on older cars, and some newer cars literally say their warranty on the engine is voided if you use ethanol blend gasoline. And it turned out to be another boondoggle. It's not carbon neutral when you figure in the carbon emissions from processing the plant matter into the ethanol. And it carries a lot less energy than gasoline, so you have to buy and burn more of it to do the same amount of work. And it sounded really good in the soundbite, but it wasn't thought all the way through. So now we're seeing this story here. This is coming out of Breitbart, where basically, with all the subsidies and other propping up, the reality is renewable energy has turned out to be a bigger scam than Bernie Madoff and Enron. And this is coming from Judith Sloan, who's an Australian economist who served on the Australian government's Productivity Commission. And yeah, these things don't pencil out, but they're wonderful little pork barrel projects to get government money into the hands of cronies. And they really don't work out all that well. We have a wind farm on the north part of Oahu that actually has to shut down if the wind is blowing too hard. We have another wind farm on the Big Island that's already corroding into junk, doesn't work anymore. People, despite tantalizing reports in the technical press, they still haven't found a way to make inexpensive solar cells that are much more efficient. It's just not working out. Now, I'm turning into a big fan of electric cars, especially with the announcement of that new Toshiba battery. That electricity has to come from someplace. It has to start somewhere. It doesn't come out of thin air. And that needs to be the next part that needs to be solved before we can start moving away from an oil and petroleum-based economy. We'll be right back after station identification.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60.
Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.